started.
Nächste Woche. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your mercy and love and faithfulness and compassion toward us. Thank you for your power that is working in our lives. Thank you for your power that is producing great results in our lives and situations. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making your will to prevail in our lives and situations. Thank you for preserving us from the deadly attacks of the enemy. Thank you for moving us forward on every side. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us in good health. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your peace and joy that fills our hearts. Thank you for destroying the works of darkness that were formed against us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the doors you have opened for us. Thank you for terminating the agendas of the enemy. The plans of the kingdoms of darkness that were gone against us. Thank you for terminating them all. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful, Lord, for the blessings we always receive from you. The physical blessings and the spiritual blessings. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for frustrating the efforts of agents of darkness, agents of Satan, concerning our lives. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for helping us to grow spiritually, even to grow in the knowledge of you, even to grow to know you more than before. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here this evening, this night, this midnight, to pray, to seek your face, to call upon your name. O Lord, hear us from your throne. Show us mercy. Help us. Bless us. touch our lives. Do your works in our lives and situations. Give us great breakthroughs. Change our stories. Give us testimonies in the name of Jesus. Do new things in our lives as we pray tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're welcome to the Lord's presence, and we're going to pick some worship songs right now. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great and mighty God. Great are you, Lord. All power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. Mighty Redeemer, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You are so great and mighty. Great are you, Lord. All power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. Almighty God. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna, 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 blessed be the name of the Lord. I have seen the Lord's goodness. I have seen the Lord's goodness. His mercies and compassions. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I have seen his goodness. I have seen the Lord's goodness, his mercies and compassions. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. O Lord, you have been so good. You are so good to me. O Lord, you are excellent in my life every day. Oh Lord, you have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life. I have seen the Lord's goodness. I have seen the Lord's goodness, His mercies and compassions. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I have seen His goodness. I have seen the Lord's goodness, His mercies and compassions. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. If you are the Most High, you are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High. King of Kings. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God, Jehovah. You are the Most High, Jehovah. You are the Most High God, Jehovah Jireh. You are the Most High, Mighty Redeemer. You are the Most High God, El Shaddai. You are the Most High Elohim. You are the Most High God, Almighty God. You are the Most High Mighty Warrior. You are the Most High God, Waymaker. You are the Most High Miracle Worker. You are the Most High God, El Shaddai. You are the Most High Elohim. You are the Most High God. You are highly lifted up. There is no one like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are highly lifted up, and there is no one like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. And your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. He touched my life with His hands. My life changed. It touched my life He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. Jesus touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. We are the Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We have a Father, hallelujah. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. O Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord.
Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name, Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name, Jesus, the Lamb of God. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name, worthy is your name, Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. I just wanna be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence, dwelling daily in your praises. I don't want to worship from afar. I don't want to worship you from afar. Draw me near to where you are. Draw me near to where you are. I just wanna be where you are, in your dwelling place, in your dwelling place forever. Lord, take me to the place where you are. Take me to the place where you are. I just want to be with you. I wanna be where you are. I wanna be where you are. Dwelling in your presence. Feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory, in your praises. That is where I always want to be. I just want to be. I just want to be with you. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher, Jesus. We lift your name high, above all the names high. Jesus, we lift your name high. We lift your name high. We lift your name high. Above all the names high, Jesus, we lift your name high. We lift your name high. We lift your name high. Above all the names higher. This life on to thee, oh Lord. This life on to thee, oh Lord. Among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, always due in wonders. Hallelujah. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth, oh, blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth. The Lord reigneth. Oh, blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth.
Blessed be the rock, let the rock of my salvation be exalted. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord.
For all you have done.
For all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord.
We give you glory.
We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you.
We give you all the glory.
We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord.
We give you all the glory.
We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you.
We give you all the praise.
We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. For you are wonderful, you are worthy, oh Lord, you are wonderful, you are worthy, oh Lord. Thanks. Oh Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done in our lives. We are so glad our souls have found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks.
We give you all the thanks.
Thanks. Thanks. Oh Lord, we give you thanks.
For all you have done.
For all you have done for us. We are so glad our souls have found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. I will praise you. I will praise you. I will praise thee forevermore.
I will praise Jesus.
I will praise him. I will praise him. I will praise him forevermore.
I will serve Jesus.
I will serve him. I will serve him. I will serve him
forevermore. Savior, He came off the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He's mighty to save
forever,
Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Jesus will lift up your name. Jesus will lift up your name.
Jesus will lift up your name.
Jesus will lift up your name. We'll lift you up, O Lord. Jesus will lift up your name.
Jesus Christ will lift up your name.
Jesus will lift up your name. We'll lift you up, Jesus, we'll lift up your name.
What a sting of your law.
What a sting of your love. I want to sing of your love. What a sting of your mercy. I want to sing of your mercy. Want to tell the whole world. I want to tell the whole world of the greatness of you. Of the greatness of you. So I'll sing of your love. And I'll sing of your love. And I'll sing of your glory. And I'll sing of your glory. And I will tell the whole world. I will tell the whole world of the greatness of Jesus will lift up your name. Jesus will lift up your name. We'll lift you up, Jesus. Jesus will lift up your name. Above every other names, Jesus will lift up your name. We'll lift you up forever, Lord. Jesus will lift up your name. We'll lift you up, oh Lord. Jesus will lift up your name.
Begin to worship and bless his name. Adore him, magnify him, worship His majesty. Praise Him, for He's so great, He's so mighty, so powerful, so wonderful, so merciful, so loving, so gracious, so compassionate. Worship Him for who He is. He rules over all. He reigns over all. He controls times and seasons. He controls the heavens and the earth, and under the earth. He is the Lord strong and mighty. He is the Lord mighty in battles. Worship Him. He does great and mighty works. He is highly exalted, far above powers, far above thrones, far above dominions, far above kingdoms, far above principalities, far above all witchcraft, far above all sins, far above all darkness. He is highly exalted, far above everything and everyone. Worship Him. He cannot fail. He cannot change. He remains the same forever. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever. Worship Him. We bless Your name, O Lord. We bless You, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We worship You, Most High God. We worship You, Awesome God. We worship You, All Sufficient God. Eternal King, we praise You. There is no end to Your reign. Your kingdom shall reign forever. There is no measurement of all that is in You. We praise You, Father. Your power is unlimited. Your greatness is unlimited. We praise You, O Lord. You give strength to the weak. You give hope to the hopeless. We praise You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank the Lord with this prayer. You can say, Father, thank You for being my help in times of need. You can say, Father, thank You for being my help in times times of need, open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Let's go deep-hearted of our God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for being my help. Thank you for being my help in times of need. Thank you for always helping me every time I need help. Thank you, Father. Thank you for always helping me. Thank you, Lord, for always helping me. Every time I need help. Thank you for not forsaking me. Thank you for staying so close to me. To help me, to support me, to bless me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank Him. You're going to say, Father, thank you. For executing your judgment on my enemies. Say, Father, thank you for executing your judgment on my enemies. Open your mouth and pray like that. Thank you, Father, for dealing with my enemies. Thank you for crushing my enemies. Thank you for executing your judgment on my enemies. Thank you, Father, for fighting for me. Thank you for fighting my battles. Thank you, Father, for executing your vengeance on my enemies. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still going to thank you. You're going to say, Father, thank you for giving me peace in the midst of trouble. In the midst of a world full of troubles and sorrows, you're going to say, Father, thank you for giving me perfect peace and perfect joy in the midst of a world that is full of sorrows and troubles. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Say, thank you, Father, for giving me perfect peace and joy in the midst of this world of troubles, in the midst of this world of sorrows and problems. Thank you for giving me perfect peace and perfect joy. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, look upon my life in your mercy. And shower down your blessings on my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Like that popular song that says, let there be showers of blessings. Say, Father, let there be showers of blessings upon my life according to your great mercy. Let there be showers of blessings. Showers of physical blessings and spiritual blessings. Let there be showers of blessings. Let there be showers of blessings. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, look upon me your mercy and rain down your blessings on my life. Shower your blessings upon me. Physical blessings, let them rain. Spiritual blessings, let them rain. Financial blessings, let them rain. Material blessings, let them rain upon my life, upon my destiny. Shower down your blessings, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. By your mercy, O Lord, rain down your blessings on my life. Upon my body, let your blessings fall. Upon my soul, let your blessings fall. Upon my spirit, let your blessings fall. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to live a life that naturally attracts your blessings. Say, Father, help me to live a life that naturally attracts your blessings. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, help me to live a life that naturally attracts your blessings. The lifestyle of many Christians today rejects God's blessings. It does not attract God's blessings. Maybe that is why you are suffering. What manner of life are you living? What kind of attitude do you have? What manner of behavior do you manifest? Say, Father, help me to live the kind of life that naturally attracts your blessings. Help me to have the kind of mindset that naturally attracts your blessings. Help me to think the kind of thoughts that naturally attracts your blessings. Help me to speak the kind of words and speech that naturally attract your blessing. Help me to manifest the right actions, that naturally attracts your blessings. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I want you to open your Bibles to Isaiah 66. Isaiah 66. I'm going to read verse 1 and verse 2. Isaiah 66. Verse 1 and verse 2. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? Verse 2, for all those things are to mine hand made, and those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor, and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Praise the Lord. In that verse 2, you're going to see the kind of attitude and lifestyle that attracts God into the life of a man. Yeah. That's verse 1. Is showing the greatness of God and how we cannot build a house for him to stay. He said, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Yeah, so maybe this they were proud or they were boastful of whatever they did for God's house. Yeah, maybe they were boasting about how they built something for God. And God was saying, you can't build me any house because the whole earth is too small to contain me. In fact, the whole earth is my footstool. So I am greater than all of that. Yeah, but God is saying, you can do something for me. And then in verse 2, he said, to this man will I look, even to him that is poor. Yeah, so God is saying, if I see this kind of attitude, lifestyle, qualities in any man, I will be attracted to that man. So my question is your lifestyle attractive to God? Is your attitude, your way of life, is it attractive to God? Yeah. Is God is your lifestyle pulling God towards you? So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put in my heart hatred for things that is pushing your presence away from my life. In other words, you are saying, oh Lord, make me to hate those things that is pushing your presence away from my life. Open your mouth and pray. Say, oh Lord, put in my heart hatred for the things I do that is pushing your presence out of my life. Make me to begin to hate those things from this moment onwards. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, make me to hate things that is pushing you away from my life. Things that is pushing your presence out of my life. Oh Lord, make me hate those things from this day onwards. In the name of Jesus, make me hate them. Make me hate them. Every attitude, every character, every way of life, every mentality, mindset, every world view that I have that is drawing your presence away from my life. Oh Lord, make me hate them. In the name of Jesus, make me hate them with passion. Make me hate them with seriousness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. God said, but to this man will I look, even to him that is poor person. That is poor. Now, to be poor in this context means that you have come to a point in your walk with God where you totally depend on Him for survival. That is, you have come to a point in your walk with God where you can't survive except He helps you. You can't spend money except He helps you. You can't live except He helps you. So your trust is completely on Him. So God is attracted to such people. So, God sees those people as poor. Yeah, and that is also the same thing with what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, where He said, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit. So to be poor in the sight of God is not about whether you have money or not. To be poor in the sight of God is to live a life that is completely depending on God. A life that completely depends on God. That is, your trust is not in your money, in whatever money you have. Your trust is completely on God. When you are like that, God will be attracted to you. When He knows that you can't do without Him, you can't live without Him, you can't survive without Him. Not that you just say it or sing it with your mouth. You show it in your attitude and lifestyle. If you can do that, God will be attracted to you. So you are going to pray. and say, Father, help me to come to the point where my trust is completely in you and not in any other thing else. Say, Father, bring me to the point where I depend on you completely to survive, to live, to move forward. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Jesus said that those who trust in money will hardly inherit the kingdom of God. When your trust is in money, God will be far from you. Continue to pray. Say, oh Lord, help me to come to that point where I cannot live without you. Help me to come to that point where I can't survive without you. Help me to come to that point where I cannot move forward without you. Help me to come to that point where all my trust is completely on you. Some of you trust your job more than your God. You trust your job more than your God. You trust in the sources of your income more than you trust God. So, oh Lord, help me to come to that point where all my trust is in you and not in any other thing. Help me to come to that point where I can't survive without your help. Help me to come to that point where I can't survive without your support, without your help. Help me to come to that point where I totally depend on you for survival, for provisions, for interventions, in the name of Jesus. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Lord, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. When we pray, he said, to this man will I look. Even to him that is poor, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me such a heart that longs after you. Such a heart that hungers and thirsts for you in every day, in every hour, in every moment of my life. Give me such a heart that longs for you, that thirsts for you, that hungers for you in every day of my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, give me a heart that longs for your presence. Give me a heart that longs for your presence. Give me a heart that longs to be with you always. Give me a heart that longs to be with you always. Give me a heart that longs to serve you. Give me a heart that longs to worship you, to praise you always. Give me such heart, O Lord. Give me such heart, O Lord. Give me a heart that hungers and thirsts for you always. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. It says, to this man will I look. Even that man that is poor, to be poor in the spirit means that you have surrendered everything to the Lord. It means you have surrendered all to the Lord, everything you have and everything you have. And everything you have is the Lord's. So that state of total surrenderness, that is what God is looking for. Because you have given him everything. Yeah, so he is now the one in charge of your life and of your possessions. That is what God is looking for. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to surrender all to you. Say, Father, help me to surrender all to you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Help me to surrender everything I have, everything I have to you, all my life. Help me to hand it over to you, all my life. Help me to hand it over to you. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me to live a life that is completely surrendered to you. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. We are still praying. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from every form of idolatry that is going on in my life. Deliver me from every form of idolatry. Deliver me from every attitude that is equal to idolatry in my life. Oh Lord, deliver me now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord, deliver me from every attitude that is exalting the things of this world above you, above the things of your kingdom. The Lord, deliver me from such attitude. In the name of Jesus, every attitude that exalts the things of this world above God, I cast them out of my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, every attitude, every attitude that exalts the things of this world above the things of God, I cast them out of my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, deliver me from every form of idolatry in my life. In the name of Jesus, deliver me now. Deliver me now. Deliver me, O Lord, from every form of idolatry that I have embraced. In the name of Jesus, help me to exalt you above every other thing else in this world. Help me to exalt you above my life itself. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Ground. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to say, Father, glorify your name in my life. Glorify your name. Honor your name in my life. For all men to see and praise you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, glorify your name in my life. Honor your name in my life. Glorify your name in my life. Glorify your name in my life. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, glorify your name in my life. Honor your name in my life. For all men to see. For the world to see. And praise you. In the name of Jesus. Oh know your name in my life. Honor your name in my life. Glorify your name in my life, in my situations, in my body, in my soul, in my spirit. Oh Lord, glorify your name, exalt your name in my life, in the name of Jesus, that all men may see, that all men may see and glorify you and praise you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. The Bible says righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to the people. It says righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to the people. So sin will bring shame and reproach, but the righteousness will bring glory. It will bring exaltation. It will bring elevation. You're going to pray. If you still sin, you cannot be far from shame and reproach. If you still sin, if you still commit sin, you make sin a habit, your life cannot be far from shame and reproach. If you still deliberately sin against God, reproach and shame will always follow you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive deliverance from sin. Open your mouth up, pray like that. Begin to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive deliverance from sin. I receive deliverance from the power of sin. I receive deliverance now from the strength of sin. In the name of Jesus. In the name of God. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive deliverance from sin. I receive deliverance from the power of sin. I receive deliverance from the strength of sin. Right now, in the name of Jesus. And we begin to say, I receive the Spirit and power of righteousness. Begin to say, I receive the Spirit and power of righteousness. The power to do right, the power to live right. I receive it now. The power to live holy. I receive it now. In the name of Jesus. I receive deliverance from sin and its power. and I receive the power of righteousness right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we're still coming back to that Isaiah 66, verse 1 and 2. But before we go to that place, we're going to read the book of Mark, chapter 10. The book of Mark, chapter 10. And I'm going to read from verse 20. Mark 10. And I'll read from verse 20. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest, go thy way, then whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me. Verse 22. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Verse 23. And Jesus looked round about, and saith unto his disciples, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said unto them, Brethren, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, Who then can be saved? And Jesus, looking upon them, said, With men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. Praise the Lord. Now you can see Jesus revealing to his disciples this snare of money, this snare of riches. How it can destroy your soul. Yeah, at first he said how hard it will be for those that have riches to enter into the kingdom of God. Yeah, but he noticed that they did not seem to understand what he was saying. And then he spoke again, he said, Children, how hard it is for those that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. So you are going to pray. One of the principalities, one of the principalities, or one of the princes of darkness. that controls the world today is called Mammon. That is the prince of darkness that is in charge of money and the financial system of the world. Yeah. How hard it will be, or how hard shall it be for Christians, pastors, ministers of God, whose trust is in money? How hard will it be for them to enter into the kingdom of God? How hard will it be for you if your trust is in money to enter into the kingdom of God? You're going to pray, this is a matter of your soul. It's not really a matter of whether you have money or not. It's a matter of where your trust is. Where your trust is. You're going to pray. You're going to say, "Oh Lord, save my soul from the power of money, from the control of money." You can say, "Father, save my soul, deliver my soul from the power of money, from the control of money." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. If God can deliver you, you shall be free, and you are likely to escape hell. If God can deliver you from this principality of darkness, say, "Father, save my soul from the dominion of money. Save my soul from the control of money. Save my soul from the power of money in the name of Jesus, so that I will not trust in money, but I will trust in you, O Lord. Save my soul, deliver my soul from slavery to money. Deliver my soul from slavery to riches of this world, in the name of Jesus." God cannot be mocked. We cannot deceive God. You know the condition of your soul when it comes to money. You know how money has become your motivation, how making money has become the driving force in your life. And you will prefer to run after money than to run after God. Ask God to deliver your soul from the control of money, from slavery to money, in the name of Jesus. God is looking for such Christians who do not trust in riches. God is looking for such Christians whose trust is not in riches, whose trust is not in the possessions they have. That young man had a lot of possessions, and he couldn't obey God's instruction. He went away sad because he couldn't do what Jesus told him to do. Pray and say, oh Lord, help me to withdraw my trust from the things of this world. Help me to withdraw my trust from my possessions, from my properties. Help me to put my trust in you and you alone. The people that trust in their possessions, usually they are always full of pride and arrogance. They will not humble themselves. Ask God to help you. Say, oh Lord, help me to withdraw my trust from the material things of this world. Help me to withdraw my trust from my possessions, from riches. Help me to trust in you alone. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, Jesus told that young man, he said, go and sell everything you have, and then give all the money to the poor, and then come, pick up your cross and follow me. What was Jesus trying to do to that man by telling him to do such thing? Jesus was trying to save the soul of that man. He was trying to save his soul. Because he knew that it was his possessions that would send him to hell. Jesus knew that what will send that man to hell is the possessions he have, the riches he had. So Jesus knew that was what will send him to hell. So Jesus loved him and he wanted to save his soul. Yeah. So how do you know that your trust is in money? You will know when it is becoming, you know, when it is becoming difficult for you to hand over that money to God. That is how you know that your trust is in your possessions and not in God. Yeah, when it is now difficult for you to hand over that money to God, to surrender that money to Jesus, that is how you know that your trust is in money and not in God. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me how to build treasures for myself in heaven. Teach me how to accumulate treasures for myself in heaven. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, teach me how to build treasures for myself in heaven by sacrificing the possessions that I have here on earth, the riches that I have, or the money that I have. Say, Father, teach me how to build treasures for myself in heaven by sacrificing the treasures in this earth. teach me, O Lord, how to build treasures for myself in heaven. Teach me how to accumulate treasures for myself in heaven by giving up the treasures of this world, by giving up the riches of this world, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, Jesus was teaching that man how to be poor in spirit. How to be poor in spirit. Yeah, because by the time you would have sold his possessions and give all the money to the poor, you will now come to a point where you have to trust God every day to take care of him. So can you now understand what it means to be poor in spirit, to be poor in the sight of God? Yeah. It is to come to that point where you have to trust God for everything you need. Not that you have to trust in your salary or trust in the job you're doing or trust in the business you're doing, but trust in God for everything you need. Yeah, so God wants us to come to that point. That is the kind of person God is looking for. Now, I know this might be difficult for those of you that have a job. Yeah, for those of you that have jobs or businesses. Now, but I'm telling you, I'm teaching you kingdom principles. Until you come to that point where your trust is no longer in your salary. And whatever money you make, that is when you are free from the dominion and power of money. That is when you are free. And that is when you are free from the dominion of the principality of darkness, whose name is called Mammon. That is the day you will be free. But if you can't do that, you cannot be free. And you might not make heaven. Because that spirit in money will make sure you don't make heaven. So you have to be free from that spirit. Yeah. And how you will be free is what I'm teaching you here. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me instructions. You know, Jesus gave that young man instruction. Now, maybe Jesus needs to give you also certain instructions that will really deliver your soul from the bondage of money. Yeah, so you're going to say, Father, give me instructions to follow that will liberate my soul from the power of money, from the control, from the dominion of money, of material things in this world. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Now, it's not about the poor. It's not about giving to the poor, it's about your soul. Yeah, because some people, when they give, they think they are doing somebody a favor. They think they are doing the poor a favor. Or they are doing God a favor. Whenever they give, they do not know that they are saving their souls. They do not know that they are doing themselves evil. So you're going to say, Father, give me specific instructions to follow that will deliver my soul from the bondage of materialism, from slavery to material wealth, to material riches, to material things, from slavery to money. Oh Lord, give me instructions. Give me instructions that would deliver my soul from the power of riches, from the power of money, from the dominion of money, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, before we move to that Isaiah 66, I also want you, I want you to know something. I discovered that usually people who have money, people whose trust is in money, they even get poor. I mean, they even don't have that money. Yeah. People who run after money, I have discovered that they even don't have that money. That is, they are financially poor. But people who run after God, people whose trust is in God, actually, I have seen money running after them. Yeah, so if you want to prosper, you must withdraw your trust from money. You must not have money if you really want to prosper. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to have the right attitude towards money, so that your prosperity can enter into my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, help me to have the right attitude towards money and towards spending money, so that your prosperity can appear in my life, so that your prosperity and your wealth can manifest in my life. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, give me the right attitude towards money, so that I can prosper in life and destiny, in the name of Jesus. Give me the right attitude. The reason why many Christians are poor financially today is because they trust in money, and Satan decided to torment them with poverty. Since they can't trust in God anymore, ask God to help you. Say, oh Lord, give me the right attitude towards money, so that your prosperity and riches and wealth can manifest in my life. So Jesus was telling that young man that leave everything you have, follow me, then I will be your wealth, and I will be your riches, and I will be your sufficiency. But it was so difficult for that man to do that. Say, oh Lord, help me to trust in you for all that I need in life. Help me to trust in you for all that I need in life and destiny. All that I need to fulfill my calling and destiny. Help me to trust in you for them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now we're going to look at Isaiah 66. Isaiah 66, verse 1. Let us read verse 2. Isaiah. And those things have been, saith the Lord, but to this man will I look, even to him that is poor. And I have stopped on that. And not only that, even to him that is of a contrite spirit. What does it mean to have a contrite spirit? It means you are such a man that has a repentant heart. It means that whenever God corrects you, you repent immediately. It means you have a sorrowful heart. That is, you feel sorrowful when you are being convicted of your sins. It means you feel sorrowful when you are being convicted, when you are being reproved. You feel sorrowful that you offend God. We have some Christians today that they will hear the word of God that convicts them of sin, and yet they don't even feel any sorrow. They just feel like they have done nothing wrong. Even after the word of God, already, spoke against the wrong things they are doing, and they will hear such word, and yet not feel any sorrow, and they will still smile and feel like, and they are okay with God when they are not okay. Yeah. So you need to have a contrite spirit, a sorrowful heart that feels sorry. Yeah. There's another way to explain it. That you feel sorry when you have done something wrong against God. You feel it that, oh, I have offended God. And then immediately you go to the Lord in prayer and say, God, I have just done something wrong against you. And I'm sorry. Forgive me that. It's the kind of Christian that God is looking for. A Christian that feels sorry for offending him. A Christian that immediately feels unhappy and sad for doing things that is against God's word and God's commandments. That is a contrite spirit. That is a contrite heart. Are you like that? Or maybe your heart is now so hard that even when you hear a gospel of repentance, a gospel that tells you to turn away from sin, you don't even feel anything. You don't feel like everything is okay. Then something is wrong with you. If you no longer feel sorry, you no longer feel sad when you realize that you have sinned against God, then something is wrong with you. It shows that your heart has been hardened, just like the heart of Pharaoh in the Bible, that have been hardened. Yeah, that is a sign that your heart has been hardened against God. So it means you don't hear how God feels about your life. That is dangerous. So you are going to pray. God said He is looking for Christians with contrite spirit. And if He sees anyone like that, He will draw close to them. He will visit them. So you are going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, create in me a contrite heart, a contrite spirit, a repentant heart that falls away from sin when corrected. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So, oh Lord, destroy every hardness in my heart. Give me a contrite heart. Give me a contrite spirit. A spirit that will make me feel sorry. Now make me feel sad, feel sorrowful concerning my sins, concerning my disobedience. Give me such heart, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that godly sorrow leads to repentance. Godly sorrow leads to genuine repentance. How can you repent when you don't even feel sorry for the things you are doing against God and against God's word? How will you really repent genuinely when you already think there's nothing wrong with what you are doing? God's going to help you. Say, Oh Lord, give me a contrite heart so that I can live a life that pleases you. Give me a contrite heart that doesn't wait for days before repenting. A contrite heart that repents immediately when being rebuked. When being convicted, when being despised, when being corrected, give me a contrite heart that repents immediately in the name of Jesus. Give me a contrite heart, O Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm showing you things that really attract God to a man. Yeah, don't let anyone deceive you. Yeah, you can fast for days, pray as you like. If you don't have these qualities in your life as a Christian, God will still be far from you, and His blessings will be far from you as well. Yeah, so that is why you need to listen to these things I'm telling you, and you need to obey these truths. You're going to pray. Now, another thing that leads to hardness of heart in the lives of Christians, or in the life of a Christian, is willful sins. Deliberate things. When you know that something is wrong and you deliberately still do it. When you know that this thing I'm about to do is wrong in the sight of God, is against God's word, is against God's will, is against God's righteousness, and yet you still went ahead to do it. That is called willful sins. Now, the more you do this type of sin, the more God Himself will harden your heart. The way He hardened Pharaoh's heart and eventually destroy him. So it's not even devil that will harden your heart. Is God Himself that will harden your heart so that He can destroy you very fast. So when you continue to sin willfully, intentionally, and deliberately against God, after you have professed to be a Christian, God Himself will begin to harden your heart so that He can destroy you. So you need to repent from that. Perhaps God will show you mercy. And I think He will show you mercy if you repent genuinely. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I repent. Repent today of deliberate things, of willful things. And then you're going to say, oh Lord, help me to stop sinning deliberately against you. Give me your sin that will keep me from sinning deliberately, willfully against you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to say, I repent today from deliberate sinning. I repent today. I turn away today from deliberate sin, from willful sins. And then you're going to say, oh Lord, help me to stop committing deliberate sins. Help me to stop committing willful sins in the name of Jesus. You're going to say, oh Lord, give me your fear that is able to stop me from sinning against you deliberately. In the name of Jesus, give me your fear, O Lord, that is able to keep me from sinning deliberately against you. In the name of Jesus, begin to say, I turn away today from intentional sins. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And not only that, that verse 2 of Isaiah 66 also said, God will look to a man that trembles at his word. God is attracted to a man that trembles at his word. Now, what does it mean to tremble at God's word? It means that you obey his word with fear. It means you obey his commandments with fear. So even if that commandment go against your own will and desire, even when that instruction from God go against your own ambition, your own desires, your own cravings, your own will, and yet you still bow and say, yes, Lord, I will do it. I will obey. I will do what you have said. That is what it means to tremble at God's word. It means you obey with fear. It means you obey without considering your own feelings or your own desire or your own will. So you're going to pray. It also means that when you read the Bible and you see certain instructions and teachings in the Bible that talks concerning some bad attitudes and bad habits in your life, you obey immediately. It means you obey immediately and you do what God has said. So that is what it means to tremble at God's word. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me an heart that trembles at your word. Give me an heart that trembles at your word. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, give me an heart that trembles at your word. In the name of Jesus. Give me a heart that trembles at your word. A heart that obeys your word with fear. A heart that obeys your instructions with fear. Even when I have a different opinion,
even when I have a different desire. Give me such a heart that still obeys your word. Oh Lord, give me such heart. In the name of Jesus. Give me such heart. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, Father, give me a heart that trembles at your word. Give me a heart that obeys your word. Even when I don't feel good about what you are asking me. What you are telling me to do, even when I don't feel convenient with your instructions, the whole Lord, give me a heart that obeys your word with fear. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. My speaker went off, so for you to hear me very well, make sure you click on that button. On the conference call hub on your phone, that button that shows loudspeaker, that button that shows speaker on your hub, on the conference call hub. Yeah, click on it so that you can hear me clearly. Yeah, it will amplify my voice on your phone. Yeah. So we're going to pray five more prayer points. We're going to pray five more prayer points, and you are you're still going to pray concerning trembling at God's word. Trembling at God's word. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, give me a heart that honors your word more than any other thing. Give me a heart that exalts your word above every other thing. Now, because some people in their lives, they're already feeling more important than the word of God. Some people in their lives, they are already feeling more important than the word of God. Yeah, they prefer to do what they want than what the word of God commands, than what the word of God teaches. Yeah, so you have to put the word of God in the right place in your heart. So you're going to say, Father, give me a heart that honors your word above every other thing. Give me a heart that exalts your word above every other thing. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, when God discovers that you do these things in your life, when He sees that you are like such a man, He will come very closer to you. Begin to say, O Lord, create in me an heart that exalts your word above every other thing else. Give me an heart that honors your word more than every other thing else. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have four more prayer points. Sometimes the kind of people you mingle with can affect your relationship with the Word of God. The kind of friends, and sometimes even the kind of church you attend can affect your attitude towards the Word of God. If you are going to a church that don't really teach the sound doctrine of the Word of God, your attitude towards God's Word is going to be very, very bad. Or you keep friends, you move with people that do not value the Word of God, that do not tremble at the Word of God, you will also follow after their errors. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, separate me from people, from friends that don't honor your word, that don't obey your word, that don't tremble at your word. Oh Lord, separate me from such people. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, oh Lord, separate me from relationships and friendships with people that don't tremble at your word, people that don't follow the teaching of your word, people that don't live according to the truth of your word, people that don't obey your word. Oh Lord, separate me from them. In the name of Jesus, separate me from them. People that take pleasure in disobeying your word. People that take pleasure in violating your laws and commandments. Oh Lord, separate me from them. In the name of Jesus, separate me from them. People that have no respect and honor for your word. Oh Lord, separate me from them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release into my life the blessings and rewards that follows obedience. You're going to say, Father, release into my life the blessings and rewards that follows obeying your word. open your mouth and begin to pray like that. There are blessings that follows obedience. Blessings that will not come until you obey God's word. Begin to say, Father, release such blessings into my life. Release blessings and rewards that follows obedience of your word. Oh Lord, release such blessings into my life right now. In the name of Jesus, release such blessings into my life. Thank you, Lord. Blessings, rewards that follows obedience to your word. Oh Lord, release them into my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Remember that Isaiah 66 verse 1 and 2 says, to this man will I look. Yeah, you see, there are some special angels that are defending those that obey God's word. There are some special angels, mighty angels, that defend those that obey God's word. Those that trembles at God's word. Those that live in the truth. God does not joke with them. And he don't allow the enemy to touch them. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, manifest your powerful presence in my life to defend me and protect me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, manifest your powerful presence in my life to defend me and protect me and preserve me. Begin to talk to God like that. In the name of Jesus. Manifest your powerful presence. Manifest your powerful presence in my life, in my environment. Your powerful presence that follows those that obeys your word. Oh Lord, reveal that presence in my life against my enemies. Reveal your powerful presence in my life to defend me and to protect me and to preserve me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point, you're going to pray. Now, those that trembles at God's word, they always enjoy healing and health from the Lord. Those that trembles at God's word to keep it, to do it, and to obey the holies enjoy healing, divine healing, and divine health. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, keep my life in your health continuously. Preserve me in your health. Preserve me in divine health for the rest of my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, preserve me in divine health for the rest of my life here on earth. In the name of Jesus, say, preserve me in divine health. Preserve me in divine health. Preserve me in divine healing. Preserve me in your divine healing, in your divine health for the rest of my life. For I shall obey your word. For I shall honor your word. For I shall follow your word. In the name of Jesus, keep me, O Lord, in your divine healing and in your divine health. In the name of Jesus, for the rest of my life here on earth, keep me continually in your divine healing and in your divine health. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I'm going to pray for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray. Father, we worship and bless your name. For you remain the same forever. We praise you for the greatness of who you are. We praise you for the greatness of your power. We praise you for the greatness of your name. We praise you for the greatness of your word. We praise you for the greatness of your kingdom. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. O Lord, we are grateful for your mercy toward us. We say thank you for all that you have done and all that you will do. Certainly. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings we have received from you already. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, I ask that you look upon your people in mercy and help them in that particular need of their lives. O Lord, manifest yourself in their lives to offer the help that they need at this time. Father, do it in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you take away everything in the lives of your people, everything in the lives of everyone hearing my voice right now that is not right, everything in their lives that is not according to your nature of righteousness. Jesus' name, every wrong attitude, wrong habit, wrong mindset, wrong lifestyle that is chasing away your presence from their lives. Oh Lord, take those things away from their lives right now in Jesus' name. I ask that you touch your people and bless them in Jesus' name. Touch their bodies, their souls, their spirits, and do your work of transformation in their lives in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, touch your people and heal them in Jesus' name. Heal their sicknesses and diseases. Take away their captivities. Take away yokes and burdens of darkness upon their lives. Right now, in Jesus' name, I ask, O Lord, that you take away hardness of heart from the lives of your people and give them hearts of flesh. Give them a new heart that obeys you and do your will at all times. Give your people such heart in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the things that you are looking at and you think is beautiful and you think is what God wants you to have, whereas it's a trap of the enemy, I pray that the Lord will open your eyes to discover that those things are traps in Jesus' name. I pray the Lord that the Lord will open your eyes to see things that appear right but are wrong. I pray that the Lord will open your eyes to see the reality of those things in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.